Welcome to Supply Chain Q&A, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Sonatype, a leader in enterprise software supply chain management and security. Learn more at sonatype.com. Our guest expert is Cassie Crossley, VP Supply Chain Security, Cybersecurity and Product Security Office at Schneider Electric, and author of the book Software Supply Chain Security, Securing the End-to-End Supply Chain for Software, Firmware, and Hardware. You can find the book on Amazon. Cassie, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Cassie, what can development teams do to reduce software supply chain risk?
Well, this book that I've written, Software Supply Chain Security, is a good start for any kind of team because most people do not have a training and awareness program designed for the development staff, the technical staff who are working on the product, but also the IT security folks. So even if you've got a mid-sized organization and they're very familiar with network security, they may not know how to manage and secure the development environments and the labs and the different areas. So one of the things that I include is a whole section and a whole chapter on people. And it talks about different kinds of training and awareness that can be done both for the development groups, but also for anyone in, for example, a manufacturing location. You know, what are the different areas that you could have? So it talks about different kinds of approaches and areas to be able to focus on for training, such as secure coding rules. And you might have fun events, not just standard webinars, called Capture the Flag events. And there are some that are being run all the time around the world. In fact, the SANS had a holiday hack challenge, the SANS Institute, where people can participate in a Capture the Flag where they're trying to find vulnerabilities. And that's really a fun part. You know, it's being able to say, okay, this is not my code that I've developed, but now I'm going to go find the vulnerabilities in this other kind of platform. And it really brings that awareness. And we also, especially for development organizations, one thing that I like to key on is that they need to understand the intellectual property and the data loss. So having a really secure method for those private keys, the source code. Source code should be classified. You may have open source that you're using, but you have your intellectual property of source code. So all of those are really important. And that's something that the development teams may not normally see in their standard training, even if they've taken training, whether it be through a university or different areas. And that's why I brought it all together. I'm working with, you know, a very large R&D organization, but having been a developer myself, I know what our typical training information or even procedures are, and we need to expand that.
We'll be right back with a quick word from our sponsor, Sonatype, and their CTO, Brian Fox.
Welcome to a world where your open source software supply chain isn't just a conveyor belt of risk. It's a beacon of security and efficiency, unlocking new realms of innovation. Sonatype is your competitive edge, delivering reliable automation to optimize and secure your software supply chain from the very beginning. Experience the only source of precise identification, accurate data, and contextual policy for open source. Visit sonatype.com to learn more about how to optimize your software supply chain today.
And now back to the podcast.
Last year, we had the Chief Information Security Officer and the VP of Application Development from Northwell Health come on our podcast. And they're a very large organization. They have about 85,000 employees. They're the largest private employer in New York State. And we had people sending emails to us, and these were from some CISOs as well, saying, wow, that was unusual. We haven't seen a lot of that. On the one hand, it was great to produce it. It was a wonderful episode, and it was a spotlight on a company who's really doing things the right way. But part of me felt like, wow, I'm surprised that they find that so strange. Is there a big separation still between development teams and the security organization? And how important is that, in your opinion, to come together?
Yes, there is a big divide, really, and it's very important. So as an example, let's just say you have a development lab, and having been a developer, you know, we own our own systems. You know, we build systems, we build, you know, the platforms that we're doing, and that's all always been our own domain. We put it together, we know what we need. It is not your standard corporate and business set of application software, operating systems, or anything. And that has been hidden really from the IT groups. What that means is that it doesn't go through standard in, let's just say, even scanning or different areas, because that could conflict with some of the development environment. And so the development environment is a very important. I have a whole chapter in my book, Software Supply Chain Security, on infrastructure security in the development environment, because those two teams need to work together. Developers need to realize that when they're building these environments, that they could be, even when it's being built, bringing in malicious code, bringing in malicious open source, malicious projects. There could be keyloggers. If they do not know what to look for, they could be starting off in wrong fashion right at the beginning. And, you know, I fully understand needing to have that capability and that flexibility, but we also need to be aware that someone is going to drop something into that environment at some point in time that they're not expecting. So by working together, not by putting controls where developers can't get anything done, but by understanding and then, you know, let's say if you want to use some open source projects to be able to use this, this is a criteria. This is the scanning that you need to do. Here's what you need to evaluate. Don't take down an open source project that was released 2 days ago. That kind of information where IT security has that awareness, the developers may not. You know, it's like it's free. Well, yeah, you're not going to take candy from a stranger in a van. And that's really where we're at. And the developers need to be aware of that.
Cassie, thank you for the insights. Great to have you with us today. Look forward to the next episode.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Supply Chain Q&A is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Sonatype, a leader in enterprise software, supply chain management and security. Learn more at sonatype.com. Our guest expert is Cassie Crossley, VP Supply Chain Security, Cybersecurity and Product Security Office at Schneider Electric, and author of the book, Software Supply Chain Security, Securing the End-to-End Supply Chain for Software, Firmware, and Hardware. You can find the book on Amazon.